13th, 1962, medium Leslie Flynn. The sitters are George, Lynn, Joan, Monty and Margaret.
Well, can you tell me whether it will be situated in country conditions? Well, it will be how you say.
Or in town.
It will be a combination of both. It will be that you will be more on the outskirts, but at the same time very accessible to everything that is essential to your welfare. You know, but you will leave that house, both of you, family, and you will move to a house which you will buy through building society, and you will share the expenses, and you will be much happier for you.
Thank you.
I'm making the prophecy. Yes. I stake my repetition on that. You see what you are both paying in rent.
Yes.
Pooled resources. You could have a very nice house divided into two flats.
Yes.
And you could both have a happier surrounding, happier house.
Yes. That would be wonderful.
You must put this into operation very soon.
Yes.
When you consider what you are paying, getting little or nothing in return,
yes.
You could both buy your own separate flat.
Yes.
Why do you not think about this more seriously?
Well, the other thing is, though, the age comes into it, you see, as regards building societies, doesn't it? And I think Eden and I are far too old now to, it'll have to be on a very short term mortgage, so.
No, but if you could put down £2,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, then we should do it.
Well,
we want to.
If I said to you that you will be able to do it eventually,
then we should do it.
Oh, well, obviously.
Anything you say. You've already got to say it, it's done.
Well, it could be in my name, Rudy. There was no problem there.
Oh, there wouldn't be any problem if we had that.
You've got the money,
no.
You can.
Well,
I mean, you could trust me, couldn't you?
I don't know.
You are. No, I don't mean you, really. I was saying the
No, seriously, I know that this could be something that would be beneficial and very good for you. Today I feel like talking about material problems, spiritual ones, because the new year is here, and I know that you look forward to it, and you think to yourself, well, what does this year hold for us?
Yeah.
And I would say that it holds for you a great deal of happiness and certain amount of progress in material and spiritual things. And I do feel that if you put your heads together and get down to this, because after all, you have to do your part. I mean, we may suggest things to help you and influence certain people for your benefit, but you have to do your part too.
Yes.
But you can and you will find a much happier way of life this year.
Oh, well, as soon as, I say, we have a bit of the wherewithal, well, then we'll take the steps. I want to do it alone.
You must concentrate on this.
Yes.
Don't say it is too big, it is impossible, because you will be surprised how it will be brought into being and in what manner it will come and how you will be helped in the process, you know.
Yes, well, that does.
But Rudy, may I ask you a question, please?
You may ask me anything you wish.
No. You're talking about this house as regards to families, but is there a spiritual sanctuary or anything else to
you are. You see, behind all this is a plan, obviously.
Now, but
it is that you will combine forces materially and spiritually, and there will be a sanctuary, and you will hold meetings.
Oh, that's all right.
And give a lot of enlightenment and help to many people. It is going to be
a special room we could.
My house as well.
Oh, that's all right then. Yes, providing we can do that. But the only thing is, I was looking at it, we're going to have all this, that, and the other. And we're not going to do anything for it. Well, I can't see the sense in heaven.
We should expect you to do something for it, and we should see what you do.
No, that's all right.
You won't just move and...
Oh, it's fair enough.
Oh, yeah. Good connection.
But I don't think it will be quite where you are now.
No.
I think it will be in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
It will be not where you are now.
No. May I make a guess?
You can guess.
Is it south of London, Richmond?
Man, the answer was
good. Have you got it planned? Let's put it that way. Do you know whereabouts?
I don't know.
You don't know
exactly
yet.
The location, but the point is that when the time is ready, then I will make sure that we have got the right place and the right east.
Good.
But don't think of too much about this at the moment, because it is not feasible immediately, but it will come, and the money will be provided for you to buy the property.
That's fair enough, then. And then we shall know exactly whether we shall plant any more roses. And you will be responsible.
You know, sometimes, naturally, it is not exactly that you lose faith, but you think, they have no idea of time, and by the time they happen, we shall already be well on the way to the cemetery.
Well, we're near enough, aren't we?
You may be near enough from the point of view of being able to throw the bread out to the birds.
That's right.
You are not living in the cemetery.
Yeah. And once I feel if we can get something like this done, then we can really begin.
The house will be a house of spiritual progression. And it will be a wonderful opportunity for everyone.
Oh,
I don't think it is going to be a ritual.
Oh. We won't probe then, no. No,
I have visions of a white house with a white wall.
You are getting confused with Castellani.
Is it? Is that true? That's what I saw, did I? Castellaneta. I thought it was
You will visit Castellaneta and you will have a very happy day.
We can have a big time.
Rudy, may I thank you once more? It's the first time we've ever spoken to you since we went to Castellaneta, and it's the first time we've had the pleasure of thanking you for arranging us to go over your house.
But surely I have spoken to you since you
Yes, but not about Castellaneta.
No,
no, not
spiritual things you had, but
that was something which you deserved because you have worked very hard and you have sacrificed not just to go there, I don't mean that, but often you have sacrificed other things for other people, and I'm very conscious of all that you have endeavored to do, and every now and again you will find certain things will come to you, will be like little gestures from us, as much to say thank you. You know, you do not lose when you endeavor to
but
assist
for what?
And help. I don't want to go into the details.
Well, I don't know the details.
Don't be so foolish. You know the details.
I know about Castellaneta and the film. That's one thing, yes. But what's all these other little things you keep talking about that we've done for other people? What have we done?
I don't wish to enter into it because you know full well what you have done. If you don't know, you've got a very bad memory. You have often made little sacrifices for other people when you could have often done with the money yourselves.
Oh, I don't know any bad thing.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but you should know. Your husband is a very funny man.
He is.
That is what makes him so endurable.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Yes. Endearing. Endearing or enduring.
I meant endearing. Sorry.
A bit of both, yes.
He is a good man. What shall we talk about?
Yes, what shall we talk about?
Maggie, may I ask, when will we come into the work?
The young are the children.
The youngsters, as you say. Well, I am not so foolish as to anticipate too much, too soon. I appreciate when you are young in particular, there are many interests, many things that come into one's life. Surprisingly, sometimes things you don't anticipate, things that you would not perhaps even consider. And you say, oh, I want to do so, 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 and you mean it at the time. But life has many distractions, particularly when you are young. And I do not suggest for one moment that you will not come into the spiritual work. But I do not anticipate and I do not expect, and neither do I consider it would be fair to expect too much too soon. You have much yet to experience in life. And I do feel that in all your sincerity, to serve and to work in whatever way you can, all this may come and will come, no doubt, but not yet a while. I feel that it is only right that you should enjoy your youth. It is very precious. It doesn't last very long. It soon goes. And I want you to be happy. Like I would wish anyone to be happy at all times, for that matter. But in one's youth, it is a very precious time. And although I believe that one should have balance, one should try to moderate one's thinking and one's actions and one's life, at the same time, I want you to, what you say, have a hell of a good time while you are young enough to enjoy it. But later, when experiences have benefited you as they did, and you are more able to be more placid. I'm not saying you're not placid now in a way, but I know what I'm saying is that later you will come into this work. I do not expect too much yet a while. It wouldn't be fair to expect it of you. After all, you are full of ambition at the moment. And that's very nice to have ambition when you're very young. Often ambitions are not fulfilled, it is true. But it's still nice to have them, even if sometimes when you get older you look back and you think, oh, well, this didn't come as I'd hoped, but still, it was all very wonderful and exciting. But I do feel with you that you have talent, and given opportunity, you could do very well, perhaps even better than you think, or even I think. But I do know this, that the opportunity will be made possible for you. I cannot at this stage predict something of which I'm not certain, but I do feel that you have opportunity presented to you, and how you will succeed in that when it comes to you, it is difficult for me to be sure, because one never can be certain about certain things, because often in the things that you are interested in, it depends so much on other people who have power and influence, and if we can bring you into association with certain people who can help you, we shall do that, and I know that you will do your best too when the time comes. But at the moment I feel, frankly, that although you have an interest in spiritual things, which we are grateful for, we are happy to know that you have this interest, we are more concerned, I speak for myself, I am more concerned in your material progression, because I feel that it is only natural and right that you should be given the opportunity to do the things which will bring you satisfaction and work well done and achievements. All this, I think, is vital, and I think that that is the way to see you at the moment. But that does not mean to say I do not appreciate the sincere, genuine feeling that you have about the things of the Spirit and that you desire to work in some measure in that direction. That will come for you later, the moment you go on and enjoy your life.
Now, what about young Roland?
Oh.
Is he getting along all right, or he seems to be calming down a little bit?
He is getting along all right for Roland.
Mm. Yeah. But can you see a difference in him, I can?
There is a difference.
Mm.
There is a difference. And I think that he will. And I feel he already has improved.
I think so.
He's been improving further. But
will he always go through life on the crest of a wave?
I know, but it cannot last.
It can't, I know, so I thought.
You know, you must have a ship that has control. I mean, there must be someone who is able to control the ship. You must have a captain of the ship. He is rather like a ship without a
captain. Yes.
And he goes as, well,
the tide takes him.
And at the moment, he does not seem to be able to be as responsible as he might be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he will tone down.
Yes.
But it's going to take time.
Now, I want to ask you another little thing, Rudy. Have you noticed that patient Plodder is coming along all that these days regarding questions, isn't he? I've met quite a number of coloured people, and to some of them there's a great attraction. Is there any particular reason for it?
You mean you are attracted to them?
Yes, and they to me.
Well, that is understandable, because the colour of the skin is of no importance.
No, I know this.
What matters is what beats the heart. And I feel there is much association to come in regard to people of other nationalities and races. After all that we try to do for you, all that we try to express for you, is universal to all humanity. And you will have much more to do with colored people eventually.
What do you mean, as a group or personally?
In many senses, privately, personally, in our work.
Oh, that's it, I think. Thank you.
It's very difficult for me at times to say exactly all the things that I feel very intensely. I am more than ever conscious that words in themselves are insufficient to depict and describe things that are of the spirit. When I come down to your world and enter into it, as I do, I at times find it very difficult to be able, with any surety, give to you completely all the things that I feel so intensely. Everything must be brought down to a material level for your minds to grasp it, for you to understand it even. And that's why sometimes it is easier for me to speak on a material plan, because then I am speaking your language. I'm talking about things associated with your world, which I am very conscious of, as far as they affect you. But when I talk about things of the spirit, when I talk about things that pertain to my life here, and all that I have experienced, and all that I have seen, all that I know, I find there are many things which cannot be put into words, and I have to try and bring it down to a level whereby you can grasp it. And when I talk about our work together, I realize I must bring it down to some level whereby you can understand it better, you can grasp it more fully and understand it and appreciate it. But actually, I am very conscious of the fact that if we are to do, as I'm sure we shall do, this work, there's much that we have all got to learn. I have got to learn more about communication. I've got to learn more about how best I can use each one of you, how you can be brought together even more securely and more firmly than you are at the moment, how to bring about certain conditions which are essential for the development of this work, which I know to a certain extent can only develop so far under the conditions that prevail today. For instance, in the house in which you live, it is not possible for you to get away completely from material things, because there are too many distractions, too many disturbances. In other words, we must first of all build the foundation, which means that we must place you in a condition whereby you will be more susceptible, more able to receive, because you are more quiet, more settled, more peaceful in yourselves, in your way of life. In other words, before we can hope to achieve spiritual love of an order which I have said, then obviously I've got to make it possible somehow for you all to be more content, more peaceful, more quiescent, more, how you say, at peace with the world and yourselves. In other words, material things must be done
first. Yes.
That's why your health, you see, apart from the fact that naturally you must have good health, is so important. You must not overtax yourself.
No, I realize that now, yes.
That your health is impaired, which means that you would be ill, which would cause a great deal of anxiety.
No, I don't mean about that.
But I'm telling you, and I know the Marshal has told you, that you can drive yourself too far, and then you would do irreparable damage to your health, and you would never be able to perhaps work again as much as you have, to any extent anyway, and possibly not at all, to be quite frank about it. I think you must give up this other job.
I shall go.
It is the only solution, and it will ease Lynn's mind.
Oh, yes. But, I mean, easing Lynn's mind, Ruby, you should know from your side that is, as soon as she gets rid of one worry, she picks another one up.
Not that.
Not as regards health, no, but there's all sorts of queries and questions you've got.
Thank you.
Lynn is very intense.
If you're ill, where does our circle go?
Also, where does everything else go?
That's right, ill work, isn't it?
You see, you do one job and do it well, and rest and relax, you'll feel a different person. And it will give you opportunity to get fully your strength back. At the moment you are very played out. I don't know, it is not always easy to do certain things. It means certain sacrifice to do this, financial, but a little money, goodness knows it is very little, but a little money, even less than you have, is more important than a breakdown in health. And other ways will be found to bring in a little extra for you until such time as you can be a little more independent than you are. And you will have sufficient. And later you will have, I would say more, but you than sufficient, but you will have more than you anticipate at the moment. Because we are going to have that house. And it's going to be our sanctuary. And I'm not going to tell you what we are going to call it, because you've already got that in your mind. But we shall see. Patience, perseverance.
Well, I promise you one thing, Rudy, whatever you give to us, or whatever you bring our way, we shall never take advantage of
it. I'm sure of it, and that I am convinced. Yes. I know that is so.
How are the homes coming along in Castellano, or in Castellano to Marina?
Oh, very well.
Doing well, are they?
Very well. Oh, very well. That is going to be a very great success, of that I'm sure.
Oh, we hope it is.
And you will be there, and you will rent one of them for a lovely holiday here. At least 3 or 4 weeks, possibly more. Anyway, but not this year. No. This year is a year of building a very firm foundation for all that which is to come. Well, and it's going to be like that.
Yes.
And towards the end of the year, I'm making a prophecy. You will be in a much better position than you are now. I must go. But I leave you with all my love and blessings, and thank you for your loyalty and your love and your faith in me and all of us here in the country. And we are going to work harder and harder.
Yes.
And we're going to see some results of our labors. You will see. Well, I must go. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Goodbye, one and all.
Goodbye. God bless
you. Good clacking. I am, for a matter of fact. I've made a start. Already.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Been putting things up all this week.
Such as?
No, she's turning things out. Turning out. Every week she has. And I told them at work that.